Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Craig Martin, and this is the Inside Connection coming to you live from Los Angeles on this beautiful Wednesday evening in late July. Tonight, we're going to do a show about Leo, and we were having another connection difficulty with Blog Talk System. It's interesting, Christina, it's interesting because it wasn't you, because when the system gave me the announcement, it also sounded like that. But I don't sound like that to you.
You do not. You sound nice and clear.
Okay. So I don't know whether you're recording that way, the way I'm hearing you. I checked my microphone. Sorry for everybody. I know you haven't heard from us in a while, and we're having these technical difficulties. It's really boring. But let's just do it, and we'll see how it records later. So I was talking about Leo. I was looking at famous Leo birthdays. I was also looking at the current planetary placement, right? And it felt like there was a lot of fire.
Oh, that's great. I didn't even quite realize.
I said, oh, there's so much fire. There's Leo, Moon in Aries, Mercury in Leo, Mars actually still in Leo, and for another couple of days. And that felt like a lot of fire. Well, of course, Chiron is also in Aries, but I like that. And the moon's Jupiter's movement back into Aquarius, and how Mars is in opposition to Jupiter right now. That was even something to talk about in the show, you know. And also there was another show idea in there about the 29th degree, which I think a lot of our listeners probably don't really know anything about. But, you know, each astrology sign has 30 degrees. So when a planet is in the 29th degree, it's like very close to changing sign. And when you see a chart that has a lot of 29 degrees in it, meaning a lot of different planets in the 29th degree of a sign, it means that that time period is a time for reviewing lessons prior to moving on to something new. If someone's born with a lot of 29 degrees in their chart, then that means that they're having a lifetime where they're still polishing off and finishing life lessons before they move on to something new. So Mercury, just 2 days ago, was also in the 29th degree of Cancer. And when I looked at it that day, I was like, oh, that's a lot of 29s, you know. And of course, the moon was a 29 Pisces too. So I was like, oh, there's another show idea there to like really talk about what does that mean? What does it mean to, because I remember having one student in class who had that. She had a lot of 29 degree planets in her chart, and she really took offense, not to me, to like, I hadn't even brought it up, but she had taken offense to literature that she read online that said that it was like a weakness, you know, that it indicated that, you know, it was always framed in this way, like, oh, you weren't finished. Oh, you didn't want to let go of the past. Oh, you're not ready to move on. And she was always looking for me to, you know, reframe it. And I said to her, well, you know, it can have both, and it doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be bad.
Yeah, no, I think that,
getting left back.
Left all the way back. No, I mean, it's a totally an age old question about, you know, like the cusp. Right. You're like, oh, I'm at the last degree or the first degree of another sign. And does that mean that I'm both, or what's going on there? So I totally get that. I like to think of it too as like you've mastered, you know, the 29th degree. You've really kind of completed the lessons of the whole sign. It's just it is like the little bit of review, but you've done a good job. You've made it all the way through. So our Mars and Leo,
that's the positive spin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I think, it's why we have a lot of planets in the 29th degree for the audience, right? Mars is there, Jupiter is there, Mercury was just there. That's why we're talking about this. And you don't see that very often. You don't see like all these, all these planets are getting ready to change sign, right? So they're mm-hmm. they're about to go into new signs. They're going to go into new territory, and you know we don't see that often, and that has some significance in the interpretation. And yeah, I've actually always leaned towards that. It means that you don't feel done. There's nothing uh-huh. wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with not feeling done, you know, like feeling like, you know what, I'm going to take that on now for another lifetime.
Yep.
So that I don't feel quite certain that I'm done here. And, you know, it's an important place to be. You know,
yes, it
you don't
is.
Divorce your husband unless you feel you're quite done.
Nice metaphor. I was thinking more along the lines of like grade school, but yes, also that you don't move on to high school if you haven't learned the lessons of middle school.
Well, that's my getting left back metaphor, right? Nothing
yes,
wrong getting
yes.
left back. You don't move, you don't leave a city unless you feel
right.
quite done. You don't,
right.
you know, you don't get rid of your old car unless you feel quite done. But when you do feel quite done, then you want to make the change, right? You want to facilitate. Yeah. Yeah. It's important. So Leo season and our Leos, you know, they definitely come in a collection of amazing amazing personalities, right?
Bright,
including
shiny
Barack
stars.
Obama.
Yes. Huh? I said bright shiny stars.
Yes. J-Lo.
She's
a big deal. Elizabeth Moss, Matt LeBlanc, Helen Mirren,
oh,
she's stylish,
she's a great
right?
one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mick Jagger,
Mick
so
Jagger.
Famous. Have you ever seen
Total
his chart?
Leo.
He has like 10 planets in Leo.
That's
He's
great.
Amazing.
I can tell by the hair.
He's amazing. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Who
that
knew?
Makes sense.
Who knew he was a Leo? Vivica Fox.
Oh, yeah. Yes. These people that kind of command attention, I think.
Jason Momoa.
Right.
He's
smoldering.
He commands attention.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Stewart.
Oh, and her brand.
She's a Cancerian Leo, right? She's a
yes.
She's a leader and she's an icon. But because her brand is all about home decor and home cooking, you can pretty much guess that Martha's got some Cancer in her chart.
She must, yes.
And I don't really know her chart.
Guess I
Tom
do.
Brady, star quarterback. I love it. Star quarterback.
The word
Leos
star.
Leos are stars.
They are.
Obama. He's so good.
Definitely a star.
Meghan Markle. She made mm-hmm. herself a star.
Our actress.
Charlize Theron. Lovely. Gorgeous Leo.
Yeah.
Don't know her.
Graceful. Antonio Banderas.
Ooh. Yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Viola Davis. I love her. She's such a great actress, this woman. Viola
yes.
Davis. Happy birthday. So, and Halle Berry and Steve Martin and Jennifer Lawrence. I know she's a Leo. She's a funny Leo too. She has
uh-huh.
a funny,
quirky,
funny
yeah.
way about her. Some of them are more quiet, you know, some of them are not so quiet.
Yeah, it might be that
Madonna
that energy. Oh, total Leo. Epitome
yeah.
of Leo.
Yeah. Robert De Niro. John Stamos. Demi Lovato. Good people. You know,
great
generally
people.
Good people. I think when, you know, when you look at a list like that, that's also very much of a celebrity list. And I sometimes like looking at, you know, are there other, you know, people who...
That are famous, that are not...
Yeah, that are not celebrities.
Actors,
you know?
Actors.
Right,
uh-huh.
actors, yeah. But
yeah.
They did include Obama, but that
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because Leos are just so incredibly, you know, creative and all about the self-expression. So it's not just acting as a self-expression, but.
Correct. It's creativity. And
yes.
And they, I think they also like power. You know, I think they also like, I think they do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, to have.
Yeah.
People listen
There's
to them.
There's a few of them
people
in the royal
them.
Family. Right? There's a few
a
of
few.
Them in the royal family.
Yeah. Well, it is also the sign that's connected to royalty, right?
Yeah. Liz Cheney, and she's been in the news. I'd like to look at her chart. Melinda Gates, and she's been in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure that Bill Gates is a Scorpio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I looked at his chart recently.
Fatal combination, Leo and Scorpio.
Scorpio, fatal.
Fatal.
One so out
fatal
there,
combination.
One so not. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Oh, my God,
one.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh, yep.
Tell me it's not true. He must have had a big personality.
Emperor.
Napoleon was a Leo.
Yes. A lot of sense. Makes very much sense.
Some of them are so cute, right? They're all, like, very strong personalities with a lot of presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whitney
yeah.
Houston. We have to put her out there. She's so beautiful. Poor Whitney. She's so beautiful. What an amazing talent. I always felt a lot of empathy for Whitney Houston. Just felt like she was not treated right. Patrick Swayze, who everybody loves. And Sean Penn, who I saw in some movie that I watched on an airplane that I was on. I hadn't seen him act in like 100 years. And then I saw him in some little movie with Ben Stiller on the airplane. And it was really nice to see him. He was like normal.
Oh, Daniel Radcliffe. Hey, Potter.
Yeah. Mussolini. There you
go.
A dictator. Let's throw a dictator
Leaders.
In there.
Let's throw a dictator.
Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon. Clinton. Anyway, they're own Jackie O.
I feel like it's like the most amount of known names out of any of the signs. I feel like we're just going down this list. There's so many that we all
know there are so
well.
Many.
Right?
Yeah, well, they attract a lot of attention to themselves, don't they? You know,
yeah,
Fidel Castro.
Yes. Lots of attention.
And Mick Jagger. We can't forget him.
That expression, that self-expression.
Warhol. Andy Warhol. I think they're nice. So anyway, we talk about Leo. We talk about Leo's presence, their desire for leadership, their desire to make an impact. I think impact is a really big deal for Leo. It's not personal, not personal meaning. It's not self-directed, self-directed. I think that an Aries type artist could make their art and basically not share it with the world. You know, they could do great. But a Leo feels compelled because they want that ego to make an impact on the world around them. It's very important, which is why Leo and the fifth house rule legacies, which is the impact that we made on the world. So that's something
that's at the core of Leo. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think it is. I think it is.
Yeah.
I think that,
That and then their heart. I mean, it's part, you're right, it's connected to the heart. It's what they, like, love. You know, if a Leo loves something, then it's grand. It's a really big deal. And it's part of them, like,
nice.
That's just a warmth that happens there, which is really nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
The Leo ruling the heart and you connecting that with love, I think it's also connected with passion, right? Like that they feel passionate about something. So if they feel passionate, because that's the whole romance aspect also of Leo.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're, you know, it's ruled by the sun. So
yeah, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal that I think that they are preoccupied with themselves, and they can be very gracious and very welcoming and very forgiving. And but I'm not sure that very much of that is really directed outwardly. They like to shine their light on others so that they can see their impact.
Wield their power.
It is about the impact that they're making on their surroundings. A lot. It's not that they're not kind, gracious, loving. They are loving, playful, all of that. But because remember, all signs can love. There's none of the signs get the key word love. All signs can love, and all signs can hate. They just sort of love and hate in different ways. Which is where you get that love language, you know, you get the love language idea, the elemental love language, and the, you know, how people express love is through the sign that they are, or especially the sign that their Venus is in.
Right.
And, and Leo's love, it's magnanimous. That's a good word for them.
Oh.
Big and all over you.
Overwhelming.
Well, because, you know, if they haven't made an impact on you, then they don't see themselves as impactful.
Uh-huh.
And that's bad for Leo. That's bad for Leo, right?
Yes, they want to be special. Leos want to be the special person. I mean, we all do, but, you know, more so.
They're just
Leo.
More special.
Yes, exactly. They're just more special.
By the way, just as a follow-up with you, that Blog Talk glitch went away, like, within about 1 minute, just to follow up with that with you. So,
that's great. That's good.
I'm sure it didn't get into the recording, because you sound clear now to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Leo and Leo season, what does it mean for us? What does it mean for us? I think that there's some part of it where, you know, in the next couple of days, the sun will be in opposition to Saturn. I saw a little article today which said something like, oh, if you go out and you look at Saturn, you're going to see its rings. I love when they do that. You know, you're going to see the moon and it's going to be the size of a cantaloupe. And it's not. It never is, you know. Oh, Mars is at its closest. You know, you can really see the red planet. Yeah, they always look like stars. But the sun in opposition to Saturn, like all oppositions, means that it's a full Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you do look at Saturn in a telescope, it's going to be a full Saturn. You're going to see a full-on circular disk with the rings going around it. Astronomers love to photograph Saturn when it's in this position because it's not like a half Saturn, which you would have if it was square to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Or, it's like taking a picture with a flash on or something. You get to see all of it.
Right. You get to see all of it. And you get to see it pointed towards the Earth in a way that puts on the greatest display. So the fact that it happens now, and of course for like 2 years we'll have Sun and Leo in opposition to Saturn in Aquarius, that will happen 2021 and probably also in 2022 in July.
Mm-hmm.
It feels kind of nice, like they like it, right? Remember, Saturn is an old ruler of Aquarius, and Leo rules the Sun. So they're both in a lot, they have a lot of affinity for each other, and it's almost like the Sun is sharing the Leo energy with Saturn because it's putting it in the spotlight. It's the, you know, the Sun is the spot. Great. So I see this balance right now between Saturn in Aquarius, we are having to put masks back on, which is fine. Don't freak out, everybody. We're not going into a lockdown. But the constriction again of social order and the way in which we're interacting, the realizations of vaccines and vaccines for travel, you know, and now potentially vaccines to work in the federal government.
Right? Yeah, our institution, our Saturn institution.
Show us that you're vaccinated or get tested every week.
Right.
Great.
Talk That's about Saturn and Aquarius. That's
it. But it's about the collective experience. I think that the sun is putting a little bit of a spotlight on that. I also, just as a really crazy side note, I know that this is the show, but Mars is conjunct Trump's ascendant right now. So that's right on there. And also Neptune is square his sun. Exactly, 22 degrees, like today, and like last night he lost that Texas primary, so it's kind of interesting. It was like another disillusionment for Trump, and we've been talking about how much Neptune energy he has going all the way up to 2023. If I have to make a bet on who keeps the House of Representatives, it is the Democrats, because the week of the election, Trump had in 2022. Trump, I can make a prediction for 2022 based on Donald Trump's chart, because that week of the 2022 federal national elections, Donald Trump has another horrific set of Neptune squares. Disillusionment, betrayal, disappointment, confusion,
hope lost.
Yeah. To me, that means the Democrats keep the House. That's amazing. I'm going to stick with it, especially when I make political predictions. Sometimes they're not clear. This one feels clear. And you make it off of Trump's chart. I also can make it off of several of my strongly Democrat clients who have really good transits that week.
Oh my gosh, a double whammy.
So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So how to throw that in there, because Mars is on Donald Trump's ascendant and he's angry right now. He's feeling angry. Yeah,
Mars. So, right.
Sad.
Yes. You could see our faces.
Yes.
Well, and it's interesting too. I was thinking how it was kind of interesting that, you know, on Friday, this past Friday, which was the 23rd, we had a full moon in Leo and Aquarius. So we're really doing this Leo Aquarius opposition, first with the moon and the sun, and then with Mars and Jupiter. So more of that.
Yeah.
Really living in it.
And of course, it will be the sun and Jupiter.
Saturn, we'll get it again.
Jupiter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of that right now, happening. Some will go into Virgo and it'll be in opposition to Neptune. The planets are, a lot of the big planets are on the opposite side right now of the Earth from the Sun. And so the Sun becomes sort of a focal point, which is good. I like that. Kind of look up that and, show you that. Ooh, ta-da! That comes through, even though I turned it off on the speakers. That's the astrology software, the professional software that that we use. So when we want to look at specific charts, we open
pull
that.
Her up and put some details in.
So you can see that, right? Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and Neptune are all in the opposition to the sun.
Correct. Yeah. Just in Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, right? Kind of
the
end of the zodiac.
You know, the sun is going to catch up to the to Mars and Venus as well. So
yes,
it will catch up to Mars for sure. Venus is going to stay out in front for a while until it goes retrograde at the end of the year. Venus is getting ready to go on to its biggest elongation from the sun in a long time. It's going to be a beautiful summer, autumn star in the setting western sky. Yeah, tremendously beautiful. I think it goes retrograde in Libra.
Capricorn.
Know,
it actually goes to Pluto. Exactly, hits Pluto and then goes retrograde. Yes.
Ooh.
That will be an interesting time. A very interesting time. More to do with our structures and institutions and our government and the rules that we live by and the values of all that.
That warble just started again.
Oh, no.
It hadn't been here for the entire night. I told you it wasn't you because I heard the Blog Talk introductory person do it. So it could be my microphone and it could be my earbuds, but I don't think so. Anyway, Leo is a time for us to make an impact on the world around us. And I think that that's what we need to learn from all of those people who have made such a big impact on the world, is that inside all of us is the potential to be a leader and the potential to take that creative impulse that we have and make an impact on the world in a positive and loving and generous and kind and benevolent way, the way that Leo wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do some expression. Get out there. Express yourself. Do some dancing and some, you know, grand gestures and some art and dress how you want to dress and put yourself
be
out
romantic.
There.
Be romantic.
Good one. Have some fun.
Be romantic. Have some fun. Do something nice for someone. Be generous. Be kind. Be forgiving.
Do some play.
That's Leo's season.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. To connect with magnanimous behavior.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I love Leos. They're so warm and they can be really warm and inviting and generous and just a lot of fun. It can be a lot
it's
of fun.
It's funny because you don't really meet the real, you know, tyrant version of them very often. Some of them can be loud. Some of them can be loud and take up a lot of space, but like the classic sort of tyrant Leo, not normally when they have their sun in Leo, sometimes Leo rising, sometimes definitely Pluto in Leo, which of course like this whole generation of people that are in power have Pluto in Leo, like Trump, Putin, you know, they all have Pluto in Leo.
For leadership.
These older people that I think were probably born from 1940 practically to 1960.
Wow.
Because by the time you get to Barack Obama in 1961, he has Pluto in Virgo. So I might be a little earlier than that. It's like 1950 to 1957.
Hmm.
But those are a substantial lot of people who are in power right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. Late 60s or mid to late 60s, early 70-year-olds.
Correct.
Running the show, doing their Leo thing.
But they can be a lot more overbearing when I think they don't have the sun in Leo.
Ah, I see. Sun in Leo maybe makes it a little softer.
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it does. Well, you've been listening to The Inside Connection. I'm Dr. Craig Martin here with Christina Martin every Wednesday night coming live from L.A. You can find us at sageofstars.com or Sage of Stars on Twitter and Facebook. And if you're interested in learning more about astrology, check us out at the newly designed losangelesastrologyschool.com website. We're always happy to have you here, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks for being here.
Have a lovely night, everyone.
Bye-bye.